All right, hello, Ruby Bridges community. It is me, Mr. Woodward.
And me, Mr. Lundholm.
And Miss Farrell is also here.
Miss Farrell, what do you teach?
I teach fifth grade.
All right. We are coming at you at the end of a long week, Friday, October 13th. It's been smoky.
Yeah.
We've had to cancel our recess. We've been stuck indoors all week long.
We're all feeling it.
And we're all feeling it. And Mr. Lundholm and I were talking about maybe doing a little end of week summary about all the amazing things that happened this week. And we invited Miss Farrell, who was out in the hallway, to come on in. So what happened good for you, Mr. Lundholm?
The highlights of the week?
Sure.
I got to be in a lot of classes to see Rainy Day Recess. And I got to say, I was impressed. And I was having a lot of fun with a lot of kids who were thrilled about Rainy Day Recess. I'm not even kidding.
I'm thinking about canceling recess for the rest of the school
they
year.
They loved it. Some of the first graders and second graders were having a ball and were looking forward to hanging out with their teachers. I saw many different types of games. I had more really intricate drawings explained to me this week than I think maybe ever before. And I saw a quiet ball game in Miss Weber's class that was
unbelievable. I saw a twister in Miss Kwan's class.
There was all kinds of stuff going on. There was a lot of Chromebook action, so a lot of free choice on Chromebooks. The other thing is, I don't know, you may have seen this too, maybe both of you. The cellist, the professional cellist that who came in
she
and did a unbelievable lesson on vibration, she was a great teacher. And had some awesome things to say. It was awesome.
She did it in the new Steam Lab.
It was not Steam Lab,
the Steam Studio, we're calling it, with Miss Klein.
Yeah, I think the kids missed this part, but didn't they also make instruments?
I made an instrument.
I wish I could have seen that part.
Miss Farrell, how was your indoor recess?
It was okay. I could tell the kids were getting antsy and they wanted to run around, but they also really came together and they... Almost everyone was like playing this. It's like some online co-op game.
I don't even know what is that.
I don't even remember what it's called. But like almost all of them were playing it together, and it was really awesome to see like people that don't usually talk to each other, hang out together, were just like so excited about this game.
It's so funny how they're able to get along so much better digitally. Maybe that's the power of the internet to bring all kinds of different people together. The Steam assembly today, the presenter, Beth Cromer's sister, who's a professional cellist, we actually took a short video, we posted it on our Twitter feed. It was really neat. That was super fun. So anyway, Mr. Lundholm and I also made a movie. We did our weekly address via YouTube. Should I post it?
Oh, you mean you haven't posted the video already?
Not out to the global audience.
I mean, I would hate to deprive people of the chance of seeing that video. Come on.
Really good jokes. Miss Farrell is here. Give us a little review.
I remember really enjoying one of them, but I can't remember.
Just one of the jokes.
Can you tell me, let's get to something more serious.
Okay.
Can you tell me whose hair in the video you like better?
Wow.
Me or Mr. Woodward?
Absolutely yours.
Mr. Woodward.
We'll leave it there. I don't know that we need to describe any more about Mr. Lundholm's hair.
Your game.
My hair game?
I think the kids were with her on this one.
That's
at least the first graders.
They lost it a little bit in a good way.
It turns out, what do you get when you combine a principal with a movie star? You get Mr. Lundholm. That's really what happens
there you
here.
Go.
And we're having a great time. And I'll post the video. You guys can check it out. Any last words? Mr. Lundholm.
I just hope everybody's having a restful weekend, and I'm also really hopeful that the smoke dissipates for everyone's sake.
Yeah, yeah, especially for the families Santa Rosa, Napa.
No kidding, for sure.
Ms. Farrell, any big plans this weekend?
Cuddle my cats.
Oh, you two and your cats. Actually, all three of us and our cats. Mm-hmm. That's really unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. Only, I think, 67% of us, though, actually cuddle with those cats.
They're the best.
All right.
We could talk about our cats. We could add that.
I think that's going to be for next Friday.
That's going to be part two.
All right, everybody. Take care. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.